Sound off, sound off, sound off for Chesterfield. Oh, take a tip from Brother Bing, get on the ball, get in the swing, get Chesterfield with something new. No other brand can offer you.
Mildness plus,
no aftertaste.
Mildness plus,
no aftertaste.
No unpleasant aftertaste in Chesterfield.
That's right.
Someone wait for me.
This is Ken Carpenter. Welcome you to the Bing Crosby Show for Chesterfield. Produced and transcribed in Hollywood with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Jed Collins with the Bears, and Bing's guests, Bob Hope and Dorothy L'Amour. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this being the 26th of December, Chesterfield is proud to present a man who has finally completed his Christmas shopping, Bing Crosby.
Ken, when I dashed across the finish line at Orbach's basement this morning, they carried me to the Echo.
I knew you'd make it speedy.
Yep. Now, Ken, if you'll excuse me for a moment, I'd like to present a very unusual and special guest who happens to be a reindeer left behind by Santa Claus. I'm sure that all the kiddies listening and the grown-ups, too, will be thrilled to meet at this time Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Bob Hope.
Look who's calling someone a reindeer. You've been dragging something for years and hasn't been a sleigh, brother. Oh. Reindeer. If I'd known this was going to happen, I'd have worn antlers and a cherry on my nose.
You don't need any props, Rob. This isn't television.
What is?
You got me.
And before we go any further, pal, I want you to know that I waited at home all day yesterday for you to drop by with my Christmas presents. You're going to come up with something, aren't you?
I was about to ask you the same thing.
Come on. Give me my present. No, no. You give me mine first.
No, I'm not going to give you a thing till you come up with something for me.
This sounds like Churchill visiting Truman.
Don't worry about Churchill. They don't call him Winnie for nothing.
Stop tagging onto my big jokes, will you please?
I'm just hanging a little button.
You little old hitchhiker, you. But if you're going to be that way, I'll give in. I did get you a gift.
Oh, Robbie.
What is it? Well, I'll just give you a small hint. It has wheels. It's black and shiny. The top goes up and down, and it runs on gasoline.
Gosh, a new automobile.
No, a used cigarette lighter. Here.
My, how nice.
It'll even lighten a heavy wind.
Well, keep talking. I'll test it.
Why don't you flap your ears and we'll see if it works in a hurricane?
Oh, never mind.
Now, what have you got for me, Scrooge?
Scrooge, that's a nice thing to say. I want you to know I put a lot of thought into this gift, and I think it's something that you'll cherish forever.
Oh, wonderful. Let's see if I can guess what it is.
Well, it's round, and it has a stone right in the center of it. A ring. It's a peach.
Well, isn't that nice? I'm surprised you could spare the fuzz.
Now, let's go.
Fine thing. One present a year, and he gives me a peach.
Well, I got to the Mission Pack store late, and that's all they had left. Just one old tired peach, but I got a nice buy on it.
Well, I'll always cherish this peach. I'm going to take it home with me tonight and run it through the garbage disposal. And give a shred to each one of my agents.
Well, Merry Christmas.
I thought that'd play big enough.
Ah, what'd you say?
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Should old acquaintance be forgot?
I'm in favor of it. But on the level, Claus, this is the holiday season. Yep. Despite your shortcomings, I still have a warm feeling for you.
And I for you. You have so much spirit, such joie de vivre. At times I feel as though I just couldn't...
Wait, oh, hold up there. Wait. What's the joie de vivre?
Let it go.
Well, it could be dirty. Are you sure? Things are rough enough on radio. Let's not kill it for everybody. Joie de vivre?
It's French.
Well, we can get in enough trouble in English.
Tell us about your new picture.
Oh, yes, I'm ready. Yes, I'm ready. Yes.
I hear it's very good.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
In fact, I hear it's a peach.
Yes.
You blew two lines
Just
this.
For the apple. Oh, you kidding? I wrapped that up for you. You're kidding.
It's too dandy.
You ought to put your contact lenses in, boy. Either that or get longer arms.
Now, look. Lard.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
Just for the record, my picture's called My Favorite Spy.
Uh-huh.
And it's Paramount's Christmas picture.
What's that?
Well, you wouldn't know, Dad. You see, every year, Paramount picks a great picture to open in New York during Christmas week, and they call it their Christmas picture.
Oh, instead of sending everybody a turkey this year, they just release your picture.
Yeah. Something left over from Thanksgiving?
I can't.
No, this picture's a Pickman special. This has suspense, intrigue, comedy, romance, drama, joie de vivre.
He's got that, too.
I can throw that in, too, you know.
Always angling, huh?
Bob, if you'll excuse me, I think I should sing a song for the folks in here.
Why? We have the program moving.
It's in my contract.
Okay, what'll I do while you're singing?
Well, I'd appreciate it if you'd do nothing. No faces, no tickling, nothing. Just sit down and relax.
Well, I may take a nap for the audience.
Just lie down. Folks, now here's an old tune that's enjoying a little revival. It's called Down Yonder.
Sing it with joie de vivre.
I shall sing it with esprit spontané à la bonheur.
Who's writing this show? Fifi Dorsey?
Okay, Down Yonder.
Down yonder someone beckons to me. Down yonder someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race in memory between the Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Funny shore, I miss you more and more each day. My Dixieland, you're simply grand. Down yonder when the folks get the news, don't wonder at the hullabaloo. Does Daddy and Mammy, Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder for me? Down yonder, someone reckons on me. I seem to see a race in my memory between the SS Natchez and the Robert E. Lee. Funny shore, I miss you more and more each day. My Dixieland, you're simply grand. Down yonder when the folks get the news, don't nobody ever wonder at the hullabullabullaloo. There's Daddy and Mammy, there's Ephraim and Sammy, waiting down yonder.
Waiting down yonder.
Well, they're waiting down yonder for me.
Buy cigarettes, ask the man for Chesterfield's. Get something no other cigarette has. Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Remember, over 1,500 tobacco growers tell you Chesterfield's delightful aroma means Chesterfield's smoke milder. And they sure do. Try them. See for yourself.
And Chesterfield's leave no unpleasant aftertaste. One of the world's most famous industrial research organizations reports, of all brands smoked and examined, Chesterfield is the only cigarette in which members of the taste panel found no unpleasant aftertaste.
Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste. Only Chesterfield has it. Smoke them, and you'll see what I mean.
Hey, just a minute, Fatso.
What's the
matter? What's the idea of leaving me out of that commercial? You trying to get me fired? I'm
kidding. Well, you were asleep at the switch. Now settle down.
I thought you were on your toes if you're not going to be on the qui vive.
I've had enough of this too long.
Back.
got to stick around. An old girlfriend of mine is coming over.
And you want me to help you wheel her in, huh?
No, I'm talking about Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy L'Amour? We better get the four-wheeler. Listen, she's not your girlfriend anymore.
That's what you think, Buster. Now stand aside while I introduce
her. If anybody introduces Dottie, it's going to be me.
No, I'll introduce her.
I said I'll introduce her.
In case anyone cares, I'm Dorothy L'Amour. Do you characters mind if I squeeze in here?
Just move in. I'll do the squeezing.
Down, Balto, down. Johnny, you shouldn't have come out. We were going to give you a big introduction, a great big silver.
Certainly, the band was going to play. There was going to be dancing in the street.
We were going to have a terrific fireworks display. Flares and a barbecue, a balloon ascension. Everything was going to explode.
Yeah, come here. I'll let the air out.
Now, duck, ruddy face. The shrimp boats are coming.
Hey, I don't have to worry. They're looking for live bait.
If you two will stop squabbling. Wait a minute.
Right,
let me get my line in here. Will you
see anything? Just read it.
This is what's been happening since the first road picture. If you two will stop squabbling, I'll give you your Christmas present.
Gee, what did you bring us?
I knitted sweaters for both of you here.
Where did you learn to knit? This is only one sweater with four sleeves.
Well, you're always together. Put it on and shut up.
I hope it has a V-neck. I'm in television.
This is really very thoughtful, very sweet of you, Dottie. And, Bob, I think the fact that Dottie has brought us a gift poses a little problem.
What problem?
Well, come on, give Dottie her gift.
Oh, yes, I thought you had Dottie's present, Bing.
No, you've got it.
I have? Now, where did I put that?
Oh, come on, quit stalling. You didn't get anything for me for Christmas, did you?
Not true. Go on, Bob, there's only one thing to do.
Oh, all right, all right. Here, Dottie, Merry Christmas.
Oh, isn't that sweet? A peach with a bite out of it.
Well, I got hungry during the commercial.
What a couple of dead beats. No wonder girls don't like you.
The girls don't like me? Now, I don't like to brag or anything.
You don't? Say, Romeo, Hedy Lamarr's in your new picture, isn't she?
That's right, Mark Kettle. Say, incidentally, what have you been doing since you graduated from the Crosby Hope School of Pie Throwing?
Well, it so happens that I just finished a role in a terrific picture called The Greatest Show on Earth.
Greatest Show on Earth? What's that? A story about Lily St. Cyr's trial?
You know what it is. It's Cecil B. DeMille's big circus picture.
Well, Dottie, at the risk of being a straight man, I want to tell you that The Greatest Show on Earth is a wonderful picture. Great cast. And you're a smash as Phyllis the Iron Jaw Girl.
Really? Really terrific, Dottie, the way you swing on that rope, hanging by your teeth high over the arena. What nerve, what stamina.
What bridge work. Who's your dentist, kid?
See me later, Gummo.
This girl's living tonight, isn't she? I haven't seen the paper today. Has some new miracle drug come out or something?
Don't let her worry you, Bob. Just because she can hang from a rope, your fans have been wanting to see you hang for years.
Oh, well, it's Rodavi. Rodavi.
See,
this is wonderful. Now I can lay eggs in two languages.
Well, Dottie, outside of hanging by your teeth like a Mexican roadrunner in a butcher shop, what else is new with you?
Quieter. I'll tear up your painless Parker credit card.
Say, I know what's new with Dottie. She's opening at the Last Frontier in Las Vegas on December the 28th.
Are you lads going to come up and see me?
No, I can't. I'm scared of that town, Dottie. I don't gamble.
Only when he goes for a high note, that is.
I made five on a low one.
How about you, Bob? Do you like Las Vegas?
I'll be there to see you opening night. Now, Bing will, too. I wouldn't want to live there, but it's a nice place to go bankrupt in.
Say, come to think, that'd be a great spot to do a road picture. You
hey,
think of that?
Come to think of it again, we could do the road to Las Vegas right now.
I tell you what, Dottie, why don't you sing a song now while Hope and I get packed, huh?
Yeah, I want to pick up my Eisenhower button. We may have to make a run for it.
What are you going to sing, Dottie?
Well, I thought I'd do a song that you sang to me in Road to Morocco.
Your joie de vivre. I have to get in the last word even if I don't know what it means.
Joie.
Right.
right thing to wear. Life becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. And what a night to go dreaming. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, we present a story of the famous gambling mecca of the West, the road to Las Vegas. This is the everyday homespun, simple, down-to-earth story of honest Buck Crosby, owner of the El Clipo Casino, Lulu Lamour, his lovely assistant, and Leslie Hope, the wealthy stranger. The action begins in the El Clipo Casino as it opens for the night's business.
Well, Lulu, doors are open and Honest Buck is ready for business.
Are you kidding? Why, you run the only crooked place in Las Vegas. That's why we haven't been getting any customers in here lately.
Look out there. You spoke too soon, Lulu. Look, there's a fella coming in the door now.
Good. I'll get over by the roulette wheel.
Boy, if I can only take this guy for a bundle. Hello there, stranger.
Oh, howdy, Bob. You got a seat open in the old maid game?
Start the wheel, Lulu. We got one.
Well, where's the action, kiddo? My ox team is double parked outside.
Sonny, what game you like best?
Oh, any of the popular ones. Euchre, rock, or lotto.
Rook.
I'll get hit by a rock.
Well, what do you say we start out with the roulette wheel?
Roulette wheel?
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't never tried that.
Well, come on over to the table. I'll teach it to you. Once you have found him, never let him go.
Hey, that's a mighty pretty tune there.
I'm glad you like it.
That's a darb.
That's a dilly, ain't it? Hold on a minute now. You carrying any money with you?
Oh, yeah, I don't believe in banks, so I got all my life savings right with me. Had it pinned to my underwear for 10 years.
Well, it won't get any interest there.
Well, in a crowded room, people seem to notice.
Let's start playing. I'm game.
Yes, I noticed, too. As long as we're going to have a friendly little game, I think we should get acquainted. This is Lulu Lamour. I'm Honest Buck Crosby.
Well, hey, that's reassuring. How'd you get the name Honest?
Well, one day I was playing with a fellow. I won all his money with loaded dice. I won his automobile with a crooked roulette wheel, and I took his property with marked cards.
You really did that?
Honest. Well, come on now. Let's get going. Just pick a number, friend. Put down what you want to bet on it.
Okay, I'll splurge a little. There.
Hold it there, Rube. It so happens that a dad's old-fashioned root beer cap is not considered a bet here.
A little steep for you, huh?
Just come up with some money.
Okay. Here's $10 on number 6. Let her spin. Well, look at there. Number 6. I win.
That's a jumpy little rascal, ain't it?
Well, I tell you, we just...
That ball has joie de vivre. be a hick, but I'm a French hick.
Let's get down to business.
My throat's drying out. I think I'll go over to the pump there and get me a drink of water.
That's not a pump. That's a slot machine.
You mean you don't get water out of that thing?
Well, you get water before you get anything else. You see, you put a dollar in and you get a whole handful back. Come on now, friend. Come along. I'll show you how to play it.
When the pigeons come back to Kepper's Corral.
You sure are a musical critter.
Okay, friend. Now, here's a machine right here.
Okay, I got the jack and you got the pot.
I did a jackpot. Oh, I love this rural humor, boy.
Well, now, go ahead. Put a dollar in.
Okay, here goes. Well, look at that. Two lemons and a peach with a bite out of it.
You any good at cards?
Oh, sure. I'm a real slicker at cards.
Well, then I can see I'm taking a chance playing with you, but I'm a gambler. Come on now. Let's go at the table anyway.
When we are playing and your pocketbook is near me, I get it.
Man, you must know every song ever written.
I'm fairly musical.
This the card table?
That's right. Miss Young, disinterested lady, is going to deal for us.
Howdy, stranger.
Oh, this card game has got to be crooked. Even the dealer is stacked.
Well, now, if you don't trust this young lady, I'll deal. You don't mind if she stands behind you, do you?
No, but tell her not to breathe on my neck. My celluloid collar ain't been fireproofed.
Okay, I'll tell you what. You put up all your money, we'll play slow showdown.
Slow down.
That's fine.
Let's play them both. That's all right. I'm only going to be here 3 weeks.
Well, all right. Now, here's my money.
Okay.
Go ahead and deal.
Okay.
Ace.
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 Now, wait a minute. There's something crooked here.
What happened?
I just got a king.
What happened to the other ace?
Watch my sleeve. It'll be down in a minute.
Well, I guess you win. I'd like to play some more, but I ain't got no more money.
Oh, you poor man. I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, there goes my collar. I told you.
Friends, let's all sing. Come on, Lulu.
In Las Vegas town, the sun's shining down while you give the roulette wheels a spin. And if you lose your shirt, you don't really get hurt, 'cause that sunshine's so good for your skin.
Oh, Las Vegas, never. Where the dudes and the millionaires play. Where the climate is mild and the deuces are wild and the cowboy yell bingo all day. Home, home in Las Vegas. Where blackjack is not chewing gum and it's getting hot. Either go under lock or you'll wind up in hot.
Margaret.
For you when the party's getting a glow on, it's no time to run out of Chesterfield.
So go out beforehand and get a supply of extra cartons. Everybody goes for Chesterfield mildness plus no unpleasant aftertaste.
And when your Chesterfields are glowing and when you're singing your favorite ditties, try a chorus or two of Sound Off. Try this one for size. Robert, kick it off, kid.
Be good to yourself in 52, smoke Chesterfields, and when you do, you get mildness plus a better taste, with no unpleasant aftertaste.
A mildness plus,
no aftertaste.
Mildness plus,
no aftertaste.
The smoke for you in 52 is Chesterfield.
That's right.
New Year's Eve, have lots of fun, be sure you smoke the milder one.
When the corks begin to pop, smoke the one that's really top. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
When the party's starting, open the carton of Chesterfields.
That's right.
I was flattered recently when I saw that they were reviving the song which I'm about to sing. But when I remembered how many years ago I first sang it, I didn't feel so flattered.
Just one more chance to prove it's you alone I care for. Each night I say a little prayer for. Taste those kisses that enchant me. I'd want no others if you grant me just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still, I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out for just one more chance. I've learned the meaning of repentance. Now you're the jury at my trial. I know that I should serve my sentence. Still, I'm hoping all the while you'll give me just one more word. I said that I was glad to start out, but now I'm back to cry my heart out.
One more chance. Well, I'm in favor of that, but it's more than I got in your crooked gambling joint.
Let the three of us go on over to the Brown Derby now and get a sandwich. It's my treat.
Oh, no, no. Oh, it's my treat.
Oh, no, it's my treat.
Oh, no, Dottie. We couldn't go over there and let everyone see you paying the check.
Certainly not. Give us the money here, kid.
Say, before leaving, I'd like to thank the Cleveland Plain Dealer and its readers for honors recently accorded this program in the Plain Dealer's 22nd Annual Radio Poll. And folks, remember, the next time you buy cigarettes, make it Chesterfield. Start the new year off with a carton or two. Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Sound off
for Chesterfield.
Well, in the 52 in the smoker for you is a Chesterfield.
That's right.
Crosby Show, presented by Chesterfield, was produced and transcribed in Hollywood by Bill Morrow and Myrtle McKenzie. Tune in next week and hear Bing and his guests, Monica Lewis and Hopalong Cassidy.
This is the CBS Radio Network.
This is WMBF, AM and FM, Arlington Hotel, Binghamton.